Translation Prabhupada, by His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, founder Acharya Vispa. Alas, my sister, alas, my brother-in-law, I am indeed so sinful that exactly like a man-eater, Rakshasa, who eats his own child, I have killed so many sons born of you. Purport. Rakshasas are understood to be accustomed to eating their own sons, as snakes and many other animals sometimes do. At the present moment in Kali Yuga, Rakshasa fathers and mothers are killing their own children in the womb, and some are even eating the fetus with great relish. Thus the so-called civilization is gradually advancing by producing Rakshasas. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vikash Swami Niti Namine. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine. Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschata Deshitarine. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasati Gaur Bhaktivinoda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Aho Bhagyan, Aho Bhama, Mayavam, Batapap Mana, Purushad, Ivapatyam, Bahavo, Himsita, Sutaha. Alas, my sister, alas, my brother-in-law, I am indeed so sinful that exactly like a man-eater, Rakshasa, who eats his own child, I have killed so many sons born of you. So Kamsa is speaking here. He's repenting for the killing of so many children. But don't worry, just for a while. This is the principle of material life, bhoga and tyaga. The man wants to enjoy, and when he does not succeed, then he say, okay, this is all bad, I'm going to give it up. Somebody drinks and smokes, and one moment he says, this is very bad, this is useless, I'm going to give it up. And in a few days again, he drinks a little bit, and then goes on and on, bhoga tyaga. Without transcendental knowledge, without really hearing from Guru Parampara, one cannot actually give up sense enjoyment or being selfish in that sense, self-oriented, doing things for himself. So Kamsa, out of his selfishness, he killed so many children or his own sister. And now, when Durga appeared as the eighth child, Yogamaya, he was bewildered. Oh, Devaki, giving birth to Durga. So this is extraordinary. This is something really special. She's not ordinary woman who gives birth to Durga. So he thought, better I apologize. Again, for his own selfishness. Better I apologize. Oh, I did wrong and this and that. But really, later on we'll see, in the bad association of his ministers, he decides not only, so far he killed just eight, tried to kill eight. Six he killed, seventh one was Lord Balaram, who was transferred in the womb of Mother Rohini, so he was considered miscarriage. And the eighth one, he thought is a Krishna, but somehow or other appeared to be Durga. And so he couldn't kill. Now he decided to kill all of the children of Raja. 10 kilometers around the kingdom, all small children should be killed by the advice of ministers. So this is interesting that he's going to speak a few words of wisdom, Kamsa. He's repenting. Sometimes it happens like this. You remember in 7th canto of Bhagavatam, when a family laments, Hiranyakashipu's family laments for loss of Hiranyaksha. Then Hiranyakashipu comes and says, why you are crying? We are not his body. It's all temporary. So you can quote him on that one, but not on other things which he spoke. Sometimes Srila Prabhupada or other acharyas quote Shankara Acharya. For example, he says, he quotes Narayana Paro Vyaktat, that Narayana is above this material creation. Or even in introduction of Gita, we'll find Shankaracharya's quote from Gita Mahatmya. Was it? Ekam Shastram Devaki Putra Gitam, Eko Devo Devaki Putra Eva. That Krishna is supreme, Gita is supreme, his name is supreme, his service is supreme. So we can quote sometimes like this, Kamsa or Hiranyakashipu or Shankaracharya, if it's fitting to our Siddhanta. But you won't quote Shankaracharya on who is supreme. That definitely won't do that. So here, although Kamsa is speaking some words of wisdom and repenting, lamenting, we understand that takes a little more for Asura really to change. It will be just temporary display of humility. Today is appearance day? Disappearance day of Srila Baladeva Vidyabhushan. So he comments also on this Leela in his commentary on Bhagavatam, and also in the book called Aishwarya Kadambini, he mentions this appearance of Krishna. He says that two Krishnas appear simultaneously, one to Mother Devaki and Vasudeva in Mathura, and one to Krishna, Atu Nanda Maharaj in Yashodama in Vrindavan. Same thing Srila Prabhupada mentions in the 10th canto, chapter 3. He quotes Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur on that, and who quotes Harivamsa. Why is it so and how is it so? Because Vasudeva and Devaki, they had some idea of godhood of Krishna, that he is supreme. So Vasudeva Krishna, forehand form of Krishna, appear in Mathura. And this is exactly what Bhagavatam says, that Balaka, the baby with four hands, appear there. And later on, he just removed two hands and remain two arms, baby. And then Baladeva Vidyabhushan explains that Vasudeva carries that Vasudeva Krishna, forehand form Krishna. He carried him to Vrindavan and replaced it with girl baby. But there was another Krishna born to Mother Yashoda. So it is said that she was sleeping in such a way that Vasudeva couldn't see the second baby. So he took the girl and replaced it with Krishna born in Mathura. And then Baladeva Vidyabhushan says that that Krishna, forehand form of Krishna, merged into two-hand form of Krishna. And then in the morning, Mother Yashoda couldn't remember whether she given birth to one child or two children. So this is Yogamaya potency. This is something extraordinary. So Prabhupada mentions this, just one Prabhupada, one or two times Srila Prabhupada mentions this, that two Krishnas are born simultaneously. So Baladeva Vidyabhushan explains, because this is very confidential Leela, then it's not mentioned directly in Srimad Bhagavatam, but he says that it's hinted and described by Shukadeva Goswami and Vyasadeva in different places in Puranas. So Harivamsa is quoted for that. Another amazing thing is that how Yoga Maya turned into Mahamaya. It is said clearly that the Anuja means younger sister of Krishna, was born, Yoga Maya potency. So it is mentioned in Bhagavatam, Yoga Maya, Yoga Maya, Yoga Maya is a transcendental potency, spiritual potency of the Lord. When Vasudev carries it back to Mathura, she's Yoga Maya. But when Kamsa took it in the hand, she became Mahamaya. She became a Durga. She became material energy. So we understand that this is the potency which can act twofold. For devotees, she is Yogamaya. For non-devotees, she is Mahamaya. So Srila Prabhupada says this, that actually there is nothing like material world in that sense. It's really a question of consciousness, a question of realizing real nature, sambandha jnana, and then everything becomes spiritualized. Srila Prabhupada gives the example. Now you pluck a flower and you smell it, and it's material because it's for your sense gratification. But if you pluck a flower and offer it to Krishna and smell the same flower from the same tree, it's spiritual and lifts you up. So it's a question really of consciousness. How do we perceive the things? So we should really discuss a little bit about Baladeva Vidyabhushan, because it's an extraordinary acharya in our parampara line. And he wrote many books on Siddhanta, and really explain in the great details the our philosophy. Something about his biography, not much is known really, appeared in Orissa, near Remuna, in the village. And he heard Bhagavatam, he heard Vaishnava philosophy there. Later on, he went to the South India and joined the Madhvas. and heard Vedanta Sutra and other scriptures from them. And after that, he went to Vrindavan and studied in Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, who was in advanced age at that time. So that Prabhuji mentioned in the morning, that pastimes, that Ramanandis, one, you may say, shoot off of South Indian Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya, they were not accepting the worship of Radharani particularly, and that Krishna is supreme. They propagated that Narayan is supreme, and that idea was that king was there in Jaipur, and king would maintain many brahmanas. So now the deities from Vrindavan were shifted to Jaipur. Govindaji, Gopinath, Damodar, many deities were shifted. Madan Mohan also first to Jaipur, later shifted to Karoli because of Muslim invasion. So, you know, brahmanas, deities were shifted, brahmanas from Vrindavan came to Jaipur also. So the local Ramanandis who were there before, they were losing their job, they were losing their position. So they were objecting. So they challenged, how do you say, who are you to worship? What kind of sampradaya are you? Where is your Vedanta Sutra commentary? So Gaudiya Vaishnavas, we don't need Vedanta Sutra commentary in that sense, that we accept Bhagavatam as a natural commentary on Vedanta Sutra. And the book, Veda Anta, Veda means end of the Veda, the ultimate message of the Vedas. But still, Vyasadeva wrote another book after writing Vedanta Sutra, that is Srimad Bhagavatam. So for Vaishnavas, that is the commentary on Vedanta Sutra. But still, the Ramanandas were pushing that, no, you have to provide a commentary. So Vishwa Chakravarti Thakur was that time leader of all Vaishnavas in Vrindavan. So everybody approached him that, you please defend and the worship of Radha Krishna, thus it will be stopped. And then he said, look, I'm too old to go to Jaipur, but Baladev can go. Although he was younger, much young in that age at that time, he was very learned. So Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur sent him to Jaipur. And there is a place just maybe some 7-8 kilometers from Jaipur called Galta. And that is the place where the debate happened. So first they were arguing. And of course they could not defeat Baladev Vidyabhushan. But they ultimately demand, no, forget all your arguments. Provide commentary on Vedanta Sutra. Show that you are bona fide sampradaya. Otherwise, you're just a sentimentalist. You don't speak on Vedanta. Who are you? What are you speaking? Vedanta is very important. So he got 7 days, if I remember, something like that, very short time, providing a 7 days commentary. So he prayed to Govindaji, that is the deity worshipper, Rupa Goswami himself. He prayed that, my Lord, you please help now. It's a short time, and commenting on Vedanta is a big thing. Of course, he was learned. He studied Vedanta on Madhva line, but, you know, it's a big task. So, according to the history, the Govindaji himself narrated to him what to write. So, therefore, he called it Govinda Bhasha. And commentary on Vedanta is called Govinda Bhasha. So, he wrote in 7 days, he presented and defeated Ramanandas. And even today, Gaudiya Vaishnavas, the worship deities in Jaipur, and Radha Krishna worship was thus established in the learned circles. So this is one of the history of Baladev Vidyabhushan. He wrote many books. He wrote commentary on Gita. He wrote Tika on Bhagavatam. He wrote commentary on Laghu Bhagavatamrita, Aishwarya Kadambini, so many, 20 above books. And one of the amazing books is Prameya Ratnavali. This is Madhvas, they have same book, Prameya Ratnavali in Madhva line. Here Baladev Vidyabhushan writes, Prameya means the object of knowledge. Pramana means the evidence. Pramana means epistemology. How do you know that what you know? What is the evidence? And then that which is proven by evidence, that is Prameya, that is the truth, the object of knowledge. So 9 Prameyas, 9 philosophical truths. Ratnavali means, Ratna means the jewel. So 9 jewels of Gaudiya Vaishnava philosophy. He summarizes all philosophy in 9 points. And when you see these 9 points, you understand that all Prabhupada's books, all Prabhupada's purpose, lectures, conversation, you can categorize any sentence in one of those 9. Nothing else Prabhupada spoke apart from those 9. So he starts book with offering pranam to Guru Parampara. He offers pranam to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his followers, Goswamis. And he lists there, first time he lists Guru Parampara of Gaudiya Vaishnavas. He lists Guru Parampara, including Madhvas sannyasis, particularly line of Akshobhaya Tirtha, Jaya Tirtha, and goes on down to Vyasa Tirtha. And later on, Vyasa Tirtha's disciple is Lakshmipati Tirtha, who is guru of Madhavendra Puri, who is guru of Ishvara Puri, who is guru of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Can we say like that? Who is whose guru? He's Jagat Guru, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur later on takes this shloka from Srila Balada Vidyabhushan and makes parampara list, and this is the same list you'll find in Gita of Guru Parampara. And after that he spoke these nine philosophical truths, 9 pramayas. He says like this, Shimadva Praha, he said the Madhva teach like that. Shimadva Praha, Vishnu Su Paratamam, Akilam Nayam Vedam Sha, Vishwam Satyam Vedas Jivam, Hari Charana Jusha Staram Tamyashatesham, Moksham Vishnu Angrilabam, Tadamala Bhajanam Tasyam Hetum, Iti Pramanam Pratyakshadi Trayamcha, Iti Upadeshati Sri Krishna Chaitanya Chandra. He says that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught exactly the same as Madhvacharya. Vishnu Stu Paratamam, Vishnu is supreme. And then later on in the book, he goes on one by one point. First point is Vishnu is supreme. Vishnu means Krishna is supreme. And he establishes this. These are truths which apply to all 4 Vaishnava Sampradayas. So therefore, what Vishnu is used. We understand there is no difference between Krishna and Vishnu. But there are also differences. What are the differences? What is the main difference between Vishnu and Krishna? Okay, Vaibhav form. But what are the really differences, the essential differences? Yes, please. Right, Krishna plays the flute. Past times, yes? Bow. Actually, this is the point. The rasa is different, the bow is different. That's really the point. And yes, the main out of 64 qualities which Krishna display, Vishnu shows only 60. Not that Vishnu cannot play flute. He can also play flute, but when Krishna plays flute, it's very attractive. So yes, you're right that the Venu Madhurya, Krishna displays that special activity of playing his flute, and Prabhuji said, pastimes, Lila Madhurya. Then his Rupa Madhurya, his form is more attractive. Remember when Krishna left the gopis on Ras Lila and was hiding. So gopis' love for Krishna increases thousands of times in separation like that. And he assumed the form of Vasudeva, forehand form, with Shankar, Chakra, Gada, Padma. So gopis, they saw him in the forest. Oh, Narayana, Vasudeva, Pranam, have you seen Krishna? They were not attracted to that forehand form. So Krishna's two-hand form, in Gita also, Arjun called it Somya Rupam. Show me that beautiful form of yours, that most pleasing form, compared to Divya Rupam, which is with Shankar, Chakra, Gada, Padma. So Rupa Madhurya and Prema Madhurya, that intimate relationship that Krishna loves in his dealings with devotees, Sakya Rasa, Vatsalya, Madhurya Rasa, that you may not do with Vishnu. You're not going to come to Vaikuntha and put hand on Vishnu's shoulder and say, my friend, let's play together. That may not be possible. It's called Rasa Bas. It's like you cook sweet rice and throw some sand inside. That may not be tasty. Or you want to put your hand on Narsingadev? Anybody? So may not appear like that. So there is a difference in rasa. Though in tattva there is no difference. We understand that Narayana Vishnu is none different from Krishna. There's no difference. He's the same person. But he's in different mood, he's in different bow, he's in different rasa, like that. And we know, of course, that Krishna's abode is also superior to Vaikuntha, superior in the sense is higher and more opulent in that sense. No, Goloka namni nijadhamni tale chatasya devi mahesh haridama suteshu tesh. Above devi dham, above mahesh dham, above haridam, it's Krishna's dham. Vaikuntha shaiva, what is that? Vaikuntha shaiva lokescha, Vaikuntha saparo paraha, that from the Brahma Vaivarta Purana says also that above Shiva loka, above Hari dham, there is Goloka. Vaikuntha Shaiva Lokescha Goloka sa para, that Goloka is higher than Vaikuntha, than Shiva Loka. So we understand his form is superior. His name also. You can say the Krishna's name. In Mahabharata, Bhishmadev was asked, what is the topmost dharma? And he replied that it's a chanting of the names of Vishnu, 1,000 names of Vishnu, Vishnu Sahasranam. If you come to South India, still people chant Vishnu Sahasranam. At least they put tape of that Subbalakshmi chanting. at least it's there. Still in the houses, chanting of 1,000 names of Vishnu. But when Lord Shiva was asked by Parvati, my Lord, you also have Japamala, do you chant 1,000 names of Vishnu? And he said, no. Shirama Rama Rameti, Rame Rame Manorame, Sahasranama Bistulyam, Rama Nama Varanane. I chant Rama Nam. And my mind is Manoram, fully pleased. Sahasranama Bhistulyam, Ramanama Varanana. You get punya of chanting of 1,000 names of Vishnu by one time saying Ram. Then Brahma was there. And Brahma was asked, what do you chant? Do you chant Vishnu Sahasranam or you chant Ramanam? And he says, Sahasranamna Punyanam, Trira Vrityatu Yadphalam, Eka Vrityatu Krishnaya. I say, one time Krishna, I get 3 times benefit of chanting 1,000 names of Vishnu. So now we know potency of Mahamantra. No? To chant Vishnu Sahasranam takes at least 45 minutes. And we say, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. 4 times name of Ram is there, 4,000 names of Vishnu we chanted. 4 times Krishna's name is there, 4 by 3, 12. 12 times punya. 16 times you get punya by one time telling Mahamantra compared to chanting Vishnu's names. So these are the differences. Name is superior, form is superior, his abode is superior. Of course, we are not going to now go and attack all Madhvas and all Sri Vaishnavas who propagate that Vishnu Sahasranam. We had one devotee, very enthusiastic. We are in South India, in Tamil Nadu. So there are many Sri Vaishnavas there, Madhvas are there. So we go around and, you know, sometimes there's some little challenge, you know, that why you say Krishna is supreme? Well, it's very clearly said that Krishna is just avatar of Narayana. So one devotee went on debating and he quoted many shlokas, and after some 1.5 hour, the pandit got tired, you know, he said, all right, you go your way, I'll go my way. I'm not going to give up Narayana worship. Like there was some tension a little bit, you know. So local temple, which was very friendly, became unfriendly by these devotees arguing with Sri Vaishnavas. So when Guru Maharaj came, His Holiness Bhaktivikara Swami, we asked him that what to do in these situations, you know, that some tension with Sri Vaishnava, we don't want to, you know, quarrel with them. So Maharaj called that devotee who quarreled. He said, Prabhuji, if you want to quarrel with somebody, there are so many Mayavadis impersonalists around. Leave Sri Vaishnava, let them worship Narayana. It's okay, it's fine. It's the same Krishna, Supreme Lord. So Maharaj settled the matter that, you know, cool down. There's no need now to defeat everyone. But still, we should know. We should know the truth. We should know the supremacy of Krishna. For example, in Bhagavad Gita, you'll find one purport. Prabhupada says, any form of the Lord if you worship, you'll go to the spiritual abode, any form, Narayana, Vishnu, Varaha, Rama, whatever form. Few pages later, Prabhupada writes in purport, pure devotee never meditates on any other form of the Lord than Shyama Sundar in Vrindavan. So how you explain this? It's very simple, because the commentary on Gita established the truth that Vishnu is supreme, Vishnu stu paratamam, and that works for all sampradayas. But when Gaudiya Vaishnava Acharya is speaking, follower of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has to establish that Swayam Rupa of the Lord Krishna is source of all other forms. That is supreme form, and that is what we worship, Shyama Sundaram. premanjana charita bhakti vilochanena santa sadeva hridayeshu vilokayanti yam shyama sundaram. Devotees, pure devotees, see in the heart shyama sundaram. They don't even see Paramatma with forehand form. They see shyama sundaram, those who are on pure transcendental platform. Even this much. So the point is that although philosophically we just say Vishnu stuparatamam, because that is the truth, Vishnu is supreme. We understand for Gaudiya Vaishnava, for us that means really Krishna is supreme. And you can see Baladevi Devotion quotes many shastras establishing this. No? So it doesn't matter, we say Vishnu is supreme or Krishna is supreme. It's sometimes tension in the morning. Vrindayai Tulsidaya Priyai Keshavas Vishnu Bhakti Pradadevi. Why you say Vishnu? Krishna Bhakti Pradadevi. No, Prabhu. Vishnu Bhakti Pradadevi. It's the same person. Padma Purana says Vishnu Bhakti Pradadevi. So what do I do now? Change Shastra, just to push Krishna is supreme. Krishna is supreme, Vishnu is supreme. There's no difference. From Rasa point of view, there is difference. From Tattva point of view, there is no difference. The same person. So Baladevi Devotion establishes that Vishnu is true. Vishnu stuparatam akhilam nayam vedam cha. Means that all Vedas are meant to know him. Vedas cha sarve aham eva vedyo. That all Vedic literatures are there to establish the truth that Vishnu is supreme. This is the second one. Third one, how is it? Vishwam satyam. That the material world is real. Mayavadi says that Brahman Satyam, Jagan Mithya, that Brahman is real and material world is not real. But Gaudiya Vaishnava say, no, material world is real, but it's temporary. What is not real is not that this is place for our enjoyment. This is not the place, Maya, not this one. That Vaikuntha is place for us. Not this material world, but the world is real. Om Purnam, Adav Purnam Idam, Purnat Purnam Udachit. Purnasya, Purnam Adaya, Purnam Eva Vashishati. If God, who is perfect, creates something, that's also perfect. Material world is perfect in the sense that has all the qualities to fulfill his purpose of material world, to punish and avoid jivas, to facilitate desire of jiva to enjoy. It is perfect. Material world is perfect for its purpose. Just like a jail is perfect to fulfill its purpose. What kind of windows you get into jail? Nice, big, huge windows with big glasses. No, forget it. You get bars there. No? Oh, this is not good. No, it's good. That's the purpose of jail. So why this material world is like this created? Dukhala yama shashvatam. For the purpose. The atheists are challenging other religious groups that if your God is perfect, why did he create mosquitoes? Why did he create mother-in-laws? And like this, different kind of pleasant beings. So, what's the problem? Because they say, God created this world for our enjoyment. So why he didn't do the good job? No? Why are you wearing glasses? Because God didn't do proper job. Why you have AC? Why do we put light? God didn't do good job. No, God did perfect job. This material is meant for rectification. It's not meant for our enjoyment. But it's real. It's not unreal. No? If somebody says, it's not real, okay, pinch him a little bit. And see, huh? How you, is it real? Oh, it's not real. All right, do a little more. It's real. But it's temporary. That is the difference. So, Vishwam Satyam, Bedam Shajivam. Satyam, Bedam. Differences are real. The Jiva is different. Madhvacharya always says like this, showing Jiva is different from the God. God is Vibhu Atma. Jiva is Anu Atma. God is Paramatma. We are Atmas. God is Parabrahman. We are Brahman. All right. There is a famous Swamiji now in India, in Rishikesh, called Soham Baba. You heard? Huh? Soham Baba. He's just all the time speaking this. And what he does, only charity, feeding poor and collecting money on that basis, you know. But every lecture, I am Brahman, you are Brahman, I am Brahman, no, that Brahman, soham, soham. So what, Baba? I'm also Brahman, you know. You know, it's what's the big deal? I'm Brahman, but I'm not Parabrahman. Hare Krishna. I'm not Supreme Brahman. So that has to be established also, that Krishna is Param Brahman, Param Dham, Pavitram, Paramam Bhavan, Purusham, Shashvatam, Divyam, Adidevam, Ajam Vibhu, like that. So the just as established, the jiva is different from the Lord. Jivara surupaho Krishna nitya das. Dasa bhuto hare reva. Nanya seva kadachana. Jiva is always servant of Hare. It's no one's real servant. This is the constitutional position. Vishwam satyam, satyam vedams. The differences are real. The differences between God, jiva and matter. God is different from jiva. And jiva is different from jiva. We are all individuals. And jiva is different from matter. And matter is different from God. And matter is different from matter. These are five differences. Panchabedas. Five differences are established. And then the next one. How it was? Vishwam satyam vedam shanjivan. Hari charana jushas taram tamyashchateshan. According to absorption in lotus feet of Hari, there is gradation of living entities. Jiva can be conditioned and can be liberated. But in both state is a servant of the Lord. That is another thing. Then he says, moksham, definition of moksha. What is moksha? Moksham, Vishnu Angrilabham. Moksha doesn't mean merge into the Lord. Moksha means to attain lotus feet of Vishnu. That jiva remains individual even after the liberation. That is explained. Natvevaham jatunasam natvam neme janadipaha nachayava nabhavishyama sarevayamatav param. Krishna says to Arjuna that all these kings, you and me, we were in the past, we are now, we will be in the future, individuals. So this is established. Even after moksha, one remains individual. Brahma bhuta prasanatma na shochati na kangshati samasareshu bhuteshu mad bhaktim labate param. That after one is situated in Brahman realization, then bhakti comes, means pure devotion service. So not that bhakti leads you to moksha. And people do that. Mayavadis, they misunderstand. We were preaching in Gujarat many years ago. We went to the bank of Narmada, and there we found Nama Sankirtan temple. From distance, we are hearing on the loudspeaker, Maha Mantra is going on very nicely, very enthusiastically. Wow, this is very nice. So we went. We were doing traveling book distribution in Gujarat. So we came there. I said, great, they're doing, you know, Nama Sankirtan. It's called Nama Sankirtan Mandir. Great. We came in and we saw all Mayavadis with three lines. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. And dancing like anything, you know. So we were, you know, wondering, what's going on here? You know, why are you wearing three lines? They opened the altar and there is Pancha Upasana. There's a Surya, Durga, Shiva, Vishnu and Ganapati on the same altar. So I said, wow, this is some mess here. What's going on here? So they said, oh, Hare Krishna Vallas came. All right, you do the kirtan. So we did kirtan for 1 or 2 hours. And then they wanted to kirtan, but we didn't want to hear. We didn't want to hear from them. Because you're wearing three lines, you're having this strange altar, the strangest I've seen in my life. So we didn't want to hear. So we came out, and Swamiji, main Swamiji came out. I said, oh, very nice, you came. We are also chanting holy name. So he said, how come you people wearing three lines and you are chanting holy name? And you know what they say? Harinam, Harinam, Harinam eva kevalam, kalonastya, anastya, anastya gatirinata, in Kali Yuga, only by chanting holy name, by chanting holy name, by chanting holy name, one will merge into Lord, no other way. He said that merging is only possible by chanting in Kali Yuga. You will become one with the Lord. Because Shloka says, what is it? Gatir anyata. Gatir means the goal. Doesn't say exactly clearly what is that gatir. So here, Baladeva Devotion explained clearly, moksham, Vishnu Angrilabham. Bhagavatam also gives that definition of mukti. What is it? Mukti hitva anyata rupam swarupena vyavastite. Then mukti means you give up these forms, these gross forms, stula sharira, sukshma sharira. You give up and swarupena vyavastite. In your swarupa you are situated. Means you are a person. You are in transcendental body serving transcendental Lord. That's the moksha. Moksham Vishnu Angrilabham. Then tad amala bhajanam tasya hetum. You can develop love of God just by pure devotional service. And then he concludes with iti pramanam pratyakshadi trayamcha. The three evidences are for there. He accepts the pratyaksha, anuman and shabda, sense, perception, logic, and the shabda brahman he accepts as the only evidence. And then Baladevidyabhushan concludes iti upadeshati Sri Krishna Chaitanya Chandra, that this is the same philosophy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So when you come to Udupi, okay, when you come to Madhva's place, there are some mixed feelings, you know. They like us because we declare we are in Madhva line. But they can't understand why we are worshipping Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Vishnu. They can't understand. Many times they come and say, look, never forget, Madhva Acharya is your Acharya. I say, yeah, why should we forget? We are very happy that. Then why you worship Jiva Tattva? This is Mayavad. Then we show them shlokas that Chaitanya is Vishnu himself, supreme, Krishna avatar. But it's difficult for them to accept. You know, they don't accept shlokas which are not quoted by Madhvacharya. It's difficult to convince them. But we have pratyaksha pramana. We have the direct evidence. They say, look, Krishna varanchisha Krishna sangopangasta parsham. Yagya sankirtana prayaya yajanti sumedasha. Who spread the holy name all over the world? You tell, which avatars? It is said in Bhagavatam, no? Krishna varnam tusha Krishna. Yagya sankirtana. Who did yagya sankirtana? Then they keep quiet, they have no answer. I said, okay, you chant, good. Next life will be born in Madhva family. This is what they say. So, okay, I'll stop here. It's Baladeva Vidyabhushan is an extraordinary acharya, and some little discussion we have. Do you have any question or any comment?